something. And then Richie and Chamonix are going to give their perspective. Can I get a handshake for Richie and Chamonix for... Amen. And Eddie. I can tell you one thing. Eddie has as much or more energy than the kids. So I said, Eddie, I don't know if it's in the Bible, but your spiritual gift is energy. Enthusiasm. And so what I'm going to do is we're going to have them, if you could come up here, youth, and Chamonix, Rich, you're going to come up. I'm going to give the mic to Richie. And at the end, but let me just say real quick, because I didn't give any announcements. Ready to give your tithe and offering, the box is in the back. You can give online, azfamilychurch.com. Right after church, we're having a cookout. So you can probably, if you saw all the tables, well, there's a lot of tinny for some reason, but if you saw all the tables in the foyer here, it's because the youth building AC went out. So we didn't figure you wanted to eat in when it's 98 or 100 outside, and I don't know, 110 inside down there. And so that's why we have all the tables here, but we're going to still have a great time. So we're going to let the youth share, let Rich and Chamonix each other their heart, and I'm just going to give a short word, and then we're going to celebrate. Amen, did I do? Okay.
I just want to, because we got VBS coming up next Monday, so we do have to give a quick announcement. For all of those helping, those that are teachers and any going to be around kids at all, this Thursday night at my house, I'm going to make dinner at 6 o'clock. All of you guys come that are helping with VBS. And then Saturday, I know this is a lot. Saturday, we're having from 10 to like 1 hands-on, last-minute decorating or putting stuff together. So if anybody wants to come to the church at 10 a.m. what's today? Sunday. Yeah, next Saturday. 10 a.m., you can come and help us get set up. And then one more announcement. I know I'm really going to confuse you. Then Sunday, right after church, last minute, putting stuff up. Next Sunday, right after church, anybody that wants to stay and do the very, very last stuff, we would love your help. Did you understand that? If not, see me afterwards.
Also, another announcement. Next Saturday, we're going to be having the Be the Light. This Saturday coming up, we're going to be having the Be the Light outreach. Chamonix and I have put together, we have our ministry, Rags to Righteousness, that's outside of this church. But we got two worship artists coming out. I have artists coming out all the way from Utah, from the East Coast to the West Coast. I've got artists coming from all over the country coming out. There's worship music and hip-hop music. We've got 4 food trucks that are coming, Hawaiian shaved ice, a bunch of stuff. So we got a lot of stuff going on. So next weekend here in the parking lot, we'll have a bouncy house, music. The event starts at 2 o'clock, and we'll go until we can't go no more because that's how we do it. So if we'll have the bouncy house today as well. So it's going to be a good time. So if you got friends, family, neighbors, stranger at Safeway, invite them. Invite everybody you know. It's going to be a really good time. And it's all, obviously, it's all free. Every artist does bring their own merchandise. They have a lot of Christian gear, T-shirts, hats, all kinds of stuff. So it'll be a really good, fun time.
Oh, you want me to let them speak first? Did you want me to let them speak first?
Yeah, whatever you want to
say. All right. We'll let the kids. We're going to let Eddie share first.
All right, y'all. Excuse me because I get a little nervous and stuff, but I shouldn't be nervous because I'm around family here. So youth camp, it was amazing. It was so amazing, and it was good. It was like touching to see all the kids in there getting filled with the Holy Spirit and seeing some of our youth, not only our youth, but other kids as well, praying for other kids. Oh, I just hit my heart and stuff. And not only the kids got touched there, too. There was adults there that got touched. I know I did. I know I did. I was crying like a baby during worship. So many. Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, so the camp it was called Jesus Pursuit, and as you can see in the back, excuse me real quick. I got this. Yes, I know. I'm just learning how to be more transparent and speak from the heart, and everything that I'm learning and stuff, I need to share and stuff. And so I'm breaking out of this shell of being quiet and stuff. I'm not quiet, but just holding in things and stuff, because like what I'm learning from the Lord and stuff, and all these kids are going to be learning as they're growing up, and I'm told most of them and stuff, like whatever you guys are learning and stuff, don't hold it in. I know it's hard to talk in front of people, and that's what we need to do, is share the love, spread the love to other kids, other people as well. Yeah, and this camp was amazing, man. It was so, so amazing, and I was like a big kid myself there. Oh, yeah, there's going to be a video coming. There's going to be a video coming. I don't know when and stuff, but, yeah, like, when we did had the tug of war, of course, we won the tug of war. Okay. I didn't get that muddy, so after I won, I just did a big old swan dive in the mud and got dirty up. thank you guys for letting me share, and then I'm gonna pass it on because I gotta take off.
The awesome thing about, well, first of all, I want to say thank you, man. He was so much help having there, and it's awesome when we got other leaders that are just like the children, that like to get down and dirty. I mean, he's not joking. He won the tug of war, belly flopped into the mud pile, and then started making mud angels. It was insane. But, and then, of course, he didn't want to tell you this, but at 12 o'clock at night when we're trying to put the kids to sleep, he's arm wrestling kids. So I've got evidence. But, no, dude, it was really awesome having you and watching you with the kids. Thank you.
So on the